Almighty and everlasting God, we give thee thanks that we can bow in this moment before one who we know loves us and is continually concerned for us. We're thankful that we are able to know thee through Jesus Christ, thy Son and our Savior, and that thou hast given to us the opportunity and the blessed privilege of sharing with thee in ministry. We thank thee for this institution. We thank thee for the strong ties of fellowship and learning that bind us. We're thankful, our Father, for the opportunities that we have presented to us here for service. And we pray today that as we have met for the purpose of worship and fellowship, and specifically for the purpose of recognizing and installing the newly elected officers of our Student Coordinating Council, that your wisdom might be given to these who have presented themselves in service, and that your strength might sustain them in their year of service here. Bless us now as we wait in these moments of quietness, and help us that we might in these moments while we are together have our eyes and hearts lifted toward thee as we are reminded again of the great responsibilities and opportunities of our calling as Christians and as ministers. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Having served 2 years on the Student Coordinating Council and 1 year as General Chairman, I think I'm ready now to write my doctrine or understanding of man. I come to this hour today with mixed emotions, for this has been a very revealing year for me personally. And those emotions that I bring to this hour, first of all, is an emotion of relief. I'm happy this morning to pass on to Brother Charles Page the responsibilities of General Chairman of the Student Coordinating Council. And yet I come also with the emotion of, I suppose you would have to say, some degree envy of Brother Page, because I can look at this new council and I can see in them persons who are concerned for the welfare of the school, and I believe they together will have a tremendous year. And I would encourage you as members of the faculty, administration, student body, to give your strongest support to these who seek to do you good in the coming year. I want to take just a minute to express some deep appreciation to some folk, members of the faculty and administration, who have been extremely kind and open to me and to the SCC of this year. I'd like to express appreciation to members of this year's council, those who worked cooperatively and in a spirit of concern for the welfare of this school, both now and for the future. I want to express appreciation to the nominating committee, who presented such an outstanding slate of officers, and you in turn elected these as your officers for the coming year. To Mrs. Sharon Dale, who has been a tremendous aid to me as General Chairman and to the Student Coordinating Council, the various officers and committee chairmen, I express a sincere appreciation for her and her work. Then to you students who have been willing to serve, those who were elected and others who ran but were not elected, thank you for your willingness to present yourself in this manner to serve. And then I would also like to say thank you to the members of the student body who this year, I think, showed the strongest interest in the student affairs, the elections that has ever been shown. Something like 70% of the enrolled student body voted in this election, and this is tremendous. Last year, I think it was about 50%, and we thought we had done something. So thank you so much for your interest. And now I want to present to you the newly elected general chairman of the Student Coordinating Council, who will in turn present to you the individual officers newly elected to the Student Coordinating Council. But before I present him to you, I would like to say that the constitution of our Student Coordinating Council says that at the first chapel program, Student Coordinating Chapel program, following the election, there will be the installation service for those who are newly elected officers. We're doing that this morning. And then it says that at the first regular meeting following the installation service, the old or the retiring council and the newly elected council will meet together for the primary purpose of turning over the offices to the newly elected council. And so since the time normally set for our council meeting will fall in the week of examinations, we are calling a special brief meeting this morning at 10:30 in the conference room in Mackey Hall immediately following this service so that we might take care of that matter of officially turning over the responsibilities to the new council. I present to you at this time Mr. Charles Page, whom you have elected as your general chairman of the Student Coordinating Council for the coming year. Brother Charles.
I too come to this time with mixed emotions. Most of my emotions were positive until I heard Joe's mixed emotions, and now mine are a little mixed. But on behalf of the new council, I'd like to say thank you for the confidence that you have placed in us. I'd like for you to know from the outset that we are your council, hoping to work for you and to let your wishes be known to the entire student body. We also would like for the faculty administration to know that it will be our best effort to work with them cooperatively, hoping that we can get a great deal accomplished next year. We have a wonderful school here, and my love for this school grows every day. And for this reason, I appreciate your confidence in us as council members. I'd like for you to feel free to come to us at any time about any matter, and we'll give it our best attention. I'd like to introduce this new council right now. I feel very fortunate in having this group of people to work with. First of all, our vice chairman, and I'll ask them to come and stand here until I get them all called so that you can get a good look at them. Our vice chairman, Jerry Lauder. Our secretary treasurer, Phil Parker. Then our committee members. Our committee chairman, first of all, the athletic chairman, Phil Bailey. I'd like to say a word about these committees. If you have something that is involved with one of these committees, we'd like to ask you to see these people. Talk to them about your concerns. They're willing to listen. Our chapel committee, Dan McFadden. Our drama chairman, Don Ledbetter. Extension chairman, Glenn Holm. Our music chairman, Alan Fountain. Social Chairman Betsy Flippo. It's good to see one young lady's face on this council anyway. Our Welfare Chairman Jerry Turner. And our Ethics Chairman Ken Alton. We now come to our class representatives. First of all, from the next year's Midler class, we have Rodney Tuck. Rodney will be serving on our Executive Council. Serving with him as Midler representative, Charles Crisp and Clay Cook. Our next year's senior representative will be led by Ron Medlin. He'll be serving on the Executive Council. Serving with him as senior representatives, Don Crane, Eliezer Benenhaley. And our certificate representative, who will also be serving on this Executive Council, Frank Prophet. We hope that you'll support this council and give them your best interest and attention, and they'll work for you. We can assure you this. Thank you very much. At this time, I'd like to call on Brother Ken Alton, who has agreed to come and speak to us just for a few minutes about what we as a council hope to accomplish and what it is to be a council member.
The student body constitution of this seminary states that the responsibility of the ethics committee is to attempt to promote the best ethical relations among students and faculty, among students and other groups. It is not with shallow reflections on the activities of this week, but by the uniqueness of this school, that I ask you for a few moments to consider community. Within community, there is no place for derogatory, contrasting labels to be placed on persons within that community. Such labels as young and old, black and white, urban, rural, certificate or degree, or varied ministries as preaching, music, educational, or counseling. Rather, we need to focus each other as individuals striving to do the will of God, whether professor, student, or staff. Specific details and objectives are forthcoming in the near future. But this morning, I appeal to you not to strive for an atmosphere or a spirit of community. Rather, let us strive for community.
Thank you, Ken. All of us here serve the same God who we love very much. And we hope that it's under the guidance of this God who loves us very much that we as a student coordinating council will make decisions, recommendations, and work for you, the student body. Let us pray. Our Father, help us as we go about your work and your business, that we might do it in such a way as others will see your Son in our faces, in our lives, and our actions. Help us as a newly formed council here that we might give our best efforts to serving this school in your name. Go with us, be with us, and guide us. For it is in your name that we ask it. Amen.